Hello, welcome to Shift Your Life Design, where you shift your mind, you can shift your life. I am Tara Rudy, your host at Shift Your Life Design, and I am excited about today's podcast in that when you learn something new, you should share your wealth of knowledge out with the world. So I've recently participated in continuing education as a nurse practitioner in a program called Advanced Hormone Health. And it has been such an liberating time for me in my personal life, dealing with hormone dysfunction, or what I thought was a hormone dysfunction. And I am now in the realm of figuring it out. And I want to help each of you figure it out too. I am aware that it is a very complex entity, and that in order to sort out hormonal health, we have to sort out kind of a triage of other health factors before we get to that stage. So no matter where you are in your hormone health, whether you're newly menstruating or you're approaching that menopausal stage or postmenopausal, there are ways to integrate change into your life that can enhance your hormone health. So what I've learned is that we need to offset a lot of barriers and factors before we can start working on our hormone health. And so it requires you to take some time out for yourself and realize that healing is your personal journey, and that there is no one person that can tell you what's going to make your body function in the best optimal way. It is your job to listen and harbor the symptoms you're going through and learn to understand how your body works with your environment, with your food, with your exercise, with everything that entitles into life. It affects our hormonal function. And the key to balance our hormones actually begins way before the hormone factors. The sex hormones for a female, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, it comes way before that dysfunction. So if you're just beginning in your menstrual cycles, you need to ensure that you're taking good care of your mental health, which, because mental health impacts our adrenal health, it is our stress, fight, or flight response in life. So if your mind isn't coping well through change, if you're always revved up day after day, if you're chronically not sleeping well, or if you're sleeping too much, there's a red flag in there that you need to reset your adrenal health first. From our adrenal gland, from our adrenal hormones, cortisol, insulin, we need to then look at our thyroid function hormones, which are yes, possibly you'll have had blood work because you're chronically fatigued, your skin is dry, your nails are brittle, your hair is falling out, and yet everything comes back to be normal. But that doesn't mean your hormonal system is functioning at its best capacity. So without abnormal labs, there are some stages and steps before that. We don't like seeing those abnormal labs as health providers, because then we are treating a condition. We are finding that those conditions stem before they happen, before the abnormals. So the symptoms are there for you to listen to and to read and to begin to understand how you can reset the function of the hormonal system far before disease occurs. So I am gonna just tell you my story and help you see how I'm taking steps to recover my hormonal health. Even as a health provider, I have a learning curve like no tomorrow. I am learning and growing, but the one thing I am doing is giving attention to my symptoms finally after many years. And I am learning what adrenal health and stress has done and will continue to do unless I get it under control. And for me, I didn't even believe this was stress. We're functioning at capacity. We're getting through our day. I have 3 children and I'm constantly on the go, constantly in overdrive, trying to keep everybody alive and to keep my sanity through behavior issues and trying times. So recheck your stress. I know we all have it and we all think maybe we're doing good with it, but pay attention to that. If you're getting some symptoms clinically in your body, you got to reset where things are. Pay attention to your thought processes and how you respond to stress, and we'll move forward from here. So 38-year-old girl, female, that's me, and I have 3 children, and I've had constant stress in my entire life now that I've mapped it out. We all do. Everybody goes through ebb and flow of life, and there's a lot of difficult moments, and how we handle those difficult moments aren't on purposely done poorly. But what happens is we start to steal from other hormones when we are dysfunctional through those stressful changes. So we got to begin back when we were children, maybe even from birth, and you look at how your life came to be, your patterns, your environment, your parents' patterns, your grandparents' patterns. It goes so far back. Sometimes medical conditions are genetic. Sometimes they are passed on, generational. So pay attention to where your life has brought you to be today and heal those areas or start. So if you're still struggling with, you know, the struggle you had as a child with alcoholism, for example, you need to heal that and notice how you respond around those triggers and what makes things better, what makes things worse for you, and then go from there. So take a timeline opportunity, map out your birth to today. Anything that was circumstantial that rings out in your mind, write it down and see what that pattern looks like for you. And then I also include now when the symptoms began. You start to add those into the timeline when you started struggling emotionally, physically, and you map that out, connect your dots there. And then from there, you can start to understand where things shifted in your physical selves. And then you can begin to heal those sectors of your life. For me, I've had a lot of traumas in my life. I've dealt with some really severe medical problems as a youth child. Cardiovascular risk. I went into heart failure when I was in 14. So that changed my whole entire system, I believe. But it didn't start there. It probably started leading up to there, and acute stress of change and circumstances probably was poorly functioning at that time. And as many of us youth do, it is a trying time in our lives. Regulating our emotions, regulating our relationships, regulating what we can and can't control in our life, and how we're brought up with nutrition, exercise, all the self-help tools. How was that for you growing up? Was it a big part of who you are today, or did you build that as you grew older? So, that's number one. Start with your lifestyle, your timeline, and then look at the matrix of your conditions. What kind of symptoms are you struggling with? For me, I've had anxiety sort of actually more, I would say, mood disorder, where I get really irritable, and I've linked it to premenstrual. But over the last 15 years, that PMS turned into something called PMDD, which is a dysphoric disorder where it's really quite significant. And I notice after my ovulatory stage of my cycle, things go to hell until I have a period, and then I recuperate, I get better. But that's 2 weeks out of my life where I feel good, and nobody should have to struggle with that emotional offset in their lives. And then you bring in life, which is stress and anxiety and children and family and responsibilities, finance, and things just don't get better. We have to learn to help our adrenal system manage those symptoms and heal our adrenal system. And that's first line. So I've always had irritable bowels. Well, as far as I can remember back, I was probably 17 when that all began. And I always blamed it on the episode when I was a young 14-year-old, when I was in that heart health place and was on life support. And I always thought, oh, something just toyed with my system, but I never took the time to heal that system. And so it begins when your GI health is offset. You don't metabolize nutrients and vitamins the way you anticipate, and you think you're doing good. I'm such an advocate for healthy eating in my home, although I eat poorly at times. But I try to eat those vegetables every day. I try to consume proper portions of protein. I thought I was eating the appropriate grains. There's so much there that I didn't know until I started to understand what my GI health is doing. And so I have had to integrate fiber as my first line of defense. I guess I don't even know what good dietary fiber is. And so I'm learning that first, and how to get a formed bowel movement, how to reduce what triggers my GI system to function so ineffectively. So I've had to look at my nutrition as foremost, and I haven't figured it out yet, but I am starting into a detox or elimination. And this is short term. You never go into an elimination full term, because what happens is you deprive the body of rejuvenation, and it then gets mineral and supplement or vitamin deficiencies from there. So you want to eliminate on a short-term process if that's for you. Like if you're struggling with some sort of trigger by your dietary system. So for me, dairy and gluten were my choices for elimination, because they are pro-inflammatory foods. And I need all the help I can get with reducing the inflammatory response in my entire body. So that's where I'm beginning. I advise you to research and know your symptoms and figure out what you're trying to heal first. It's a tough job. And that is why there's functional medical providers, coaches, naturopaths, physicians. They can help you sort out what could be triggering your symptom if you can't figure it out for you. Remember, everybody is super unique, so you are the driver of this life, and it is your body, and you get to listen and integrate any change that you wish, that you feel is going to help your system regulate again. So don't follow the leaders, the influencers, and just start where they're at. Start where you're at and learn what symptom you're trying to trigger and set forth a new beginning. So for me, mine is adrenal stress, and cortisol and managing my emotional well-being first. And I thought, again, as an advocate for mental health, I thought I was nailing it, and I'm not. So I'm very much driven to stress and thoughts and overthinking. And so now I'm working on, I've added some adrenal supplements to heal that part of me, along with some minerals and vitamins that I feel are valuable in hormonal health. And those, I've added a vitamin B complex and a multivitamin with magnesium and zinc, which I find with irritable bowel, many of my green leafy vegetables that are high in these vitamins are being excreted well before they're being metabolized and used by me. So those are some simple strategies to begin. Eating with intention has a new light for me, meaning what you have to do is A, feed your body with proper energy. So calorie intake is vital. B, healthy food intake from the morning to the evening is essential, because if you don't eat, your insulin levels will be deregulated, and that spins out the cortisol, and that creates adrenal fatigue. So it's very complex, but it is something you can begin to understand if you start delving into this research and the readings and the knowledge out there in our social media platforms. It's everywhere. If you're ready to listen and learn, that's what I would suggest, is you educate yourself, fill yourself with knowledge before you jump right in. So for me, I've also taken initiative now to learn how to test my hormones as a baseline. And the testing I've ordered is not these advanced hormone function studies yet, although I'm learning how to get to that point in my career. But it is the basic hormone panel, thyroid panel, adrenal panel, those sorts of things are beginning for me, and I want to see what my pattern is. So what I've found just in this last few weeks is that even this is a process. You have to be committed to your health, in that you show up for your result or testing on the right day in your cycle, and you ask your provider to work with you and help you interpret these results. Not every provider can function at that capacity, because it's just a complex realm of medicine that you may want to get connected with somebody that does have some advanced hormonal training. And that might not be your medical provider. It might be somebody outside of your zone, but you may want to consider investing in that if you're struggling. But before you even get to the physician, there is so much you can do on your own. And so, like I said, my diet has to get cleaned up in order for everything else to flow. My adrenal, my thyroid, and my sex hormones. So start with stress. Start with noticing if you're in adrenal insufficiency, or you're putting out a lot of anxiety, emotional difficulty, or sleeping poorly, sleeping too much. Those sorts of symptoms will be your beginning. And then you can move forward from there. And I always say, go slow. None of us have it all figured out in one day. There is no solution in one day. So you have to be ready and committed to taking the lifestyle change. So exercise, it could be very, very detrimental to your adrenal health if you're already ill in the adrenals. So over-exercising bumps that cortisol up. You do need exercise to help you de-stress and regulate your cortisol and insulin levels. But if you're new to fitness, don't jump right in. Start with something lighter. Going for a walk a good stretch regimen, a good 10-minute HIIT video, a good workout on YouTube, whatever it takes, just start slow and build yourself, because again, you can do more harm than good by pushing your threads to the max. So emotional, physical, and nutritional digestion are number one. And then as we move forward, I will bump you into new knowledge as I gain it. I've ordered myself a testing kit, which I have no clue how that will go, but I am excited to try something new and see what I discover along this journey. And yeah, we will be in touch after those sorts of things are implemented. So your basic B vitamins can be very complementary for your health if you're having some symptoms of irritable bowel. Include those minerals if necessary. Get your fiber intake back up to normal, where you're having a normal bowel movement. Pay attention to what it looks like, what it feels like, how fast it comes out, how hard it is. Those things are red flags for you to begin your journey. I hope I offered a little bit of value to you today to get started in resetting your natural healing capacity. I believe we all need to shift our life design, and we have some small steps that we can begin to get better holistically. So thanks for joining today. I look forward to sharing everything I learn along this new journey of health and wellness. Have a great summer day. It's 28 today. I'm going to go to the beach, and I'm trying to work on being in the moment. Mindfulness is a strategy that can help you get out of your head and pay attention to your environment. Laugh with your kids if you have them. Try to see the good in your day. Hydrate well in the sun. Eat some proper, healthy, nutritious vegetable snacks. Pack yourself to health. It's a very first step to help nourish your holistic well-being. All right, guys, have a good one.